Okay, let's unpack this. Government forms are, well, usually just bureaucratic white noise, right? But the Western Cape's Annexure FG failure to do maintenance form is definitely not normal paperwork. It is essentially a relationship autopsy report for renters and landlord.
Yeah, exactly. It captures the exact anatomy of a formal dispute. I mean, this is literally bureaucracy's way of handling the very visceral reality of, a leaking roof or a broken stove.
Right. And if you have ever rented a property or even managed one, you know the absolute dread of a maintenance issue. So today, this deep dive reveals exactly how you are expected to untangle that mess when a situation really deteriorates.
Well, the document starts off by demanding the expected details, right? The complainant, the respondent, and any managing agents. But the psychology of conflict really shines through in how it handles the absence of a written contract. Like, if there is no written lease agreement, the form demands the terms of the verbal agreements from both sides, separately.
Wait, seriously, pinning down maintenance responsibilities based on a conversation from like 2 years ago? That feels like relying on a gentleman's handshake during a hurricane. I mean, isn't a verbal lease basically useless in a tribunal?
You'd think so, but it actually carries significant legal weight. The tribunal's really just trying to establish a baseline of intent here by forcing both parties to document their version of the he said, she said. Investigators can actually cross-reference the stories.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, they aren't
Deal.
expecting a perfect match at all. They are looking for overlaps or maybe glaring contradictions just to see who is actually acting in good faith.
Right, so once the tribunal realizes both sides have totally different memories of the lease, they have to break the tie somehow. So they pivot away from memory and look for physical proof. And the form asks for the ingoing inspection date, and it heavily emphasizes whether it was done jointly.
Exactly. And if it wasn't done jointly or at all, it explicitly asks why not. This really exposes the whole mechanism of legal liability, because if a landlord does an inspection alone, it's really just a subjective wish list,
Yeah, totally biased.
Right. Doing it jointly creates an indisputable time-stamped baseline. It physically stops a landlord from claiming that, say, pre-existing damage was your fault down the line.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
And then the form demands these granular, highly specific lists of the actual maintenance problems. The instructions actually provide examples like kitchen walls need painting, main bedroom carpet stained, or even elevator not working.
What's fascinating here is how the form separates unit-specific issues from complex-wide issues, like that broken elevator or maybe a whole building's roof leaking.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it surgically isolates liability. They really need to know if the landlord is neglecting your specific apartment or if the entire building's body corporate is just failing.
Okay, here's where it gets really interesting. Looking at the communication history section, it tracks when the issue was reported, exactly how it was communicated, and the response. It sort of implies that firing off a frustrated WhatsApp at 2 in the morning isn't just venting, right? It's actively building admissible legal evidence.
It absolutely is. A timestamped text message or a string of ignored emails establishes a concrete timeline of neglect. I mean, it answers the when and how perfectly, turning that digital frustration into a formal paper trail of accountability.
Right, which you definitely need.
Because the tribunal needs to see that you gave the other party a reasonable chance to fix the problem before escalating things to a government level.
So what does this all actually mean for you? Ultimately, this document is your ultimate blueprint for accountability. It proves exactly why you must demand a joint ingoing inspection before moving in, and why you really have to keep a relentless paper trail of every single complaint.
Definitely. The tribunal is there to facilitate a resolution. I mean, they even ask up front if you're willing to try mediation as a first attempt. But at the end of the day, they can only work with the tangible evidence you actually provide.
Which brings us to a final thought for you to chew on. This form, complete with its 086 010-6166 call center number, represents a highly formal government dispute over things like, a stained carpet or broken cupboard doors.
Yeah, it is the ultimate escalation of a completely fractured living arrangement.
Exactly. So you have to ask yourself, at what point does the psychological toll of dragging your landlord through a month-long government tribunal outweigh the financial cost of just grabbing a toolbox and fixing the issue yourself? I mean, sometimes conducting that formal relationship autopsy is a lot more painful than just treating the wound.